The city of Stratford is ending its state of emergency declaration tonight at 11:59 p.m. Stratford Mayor Dan Matheson told Stratford Today that some positive recent trends ultimately led to the decision to end the emergency declaration. Over the last 3 weeks, we have seen a positive trend develop in our wastewater surveillance with regards to the prevalence of COVID, the mayor said, adding that the number of positive cases and hospital admissions have both continued to decrease. This points to us being in a position to leave a state of emergency and return to regular living, while still being mindful of the need for increased distancing and safety precautions going forward. The decision was made in consultation with Medical Officer of Health Dr. Miriam Clausen and the city's Emergency Control Group, which includes Huron-Perth Public Health, Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance, Perth County Paramedic Services, Stratford Police Service, Stratford Fire Department, Festival Hydro and city staff. For elected officials such as myself, advice from these professionals is essential to ensure we are making the best decisions that reflect the long-term need of our community, as opposed to political expediency, he said. Matheson said the emergency control group met on Thursday of last week. We believed we were heading in the right direction. We reviewed the last bit of data this morning and we were in a position to make that recommendation immediately, today. The mayor said the reason it ends at 11:59 p.m. this evening is the need to notify the Provincial Emergency Operations Center of the end of the declared state of emergency. And it allows us time to notify the public. The state of emergency was declared on March 26, 2020. The city said in a release that residents still need to continue to protect themselves as COVID-19 transmission is still high. Residents are advised to stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccinations, wearing a well-fitted three-layer cloth mask or medical mask in indoor public settings, washing hands frequently and staying home when sick.